Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Bill Schatz for community comment. It's time for America to wake up to a fundamental reality. The continued unity of the United States of America cannot be guaranteed. At this moment in history, there is not a single important cultural, religious, political, or social force that is pulling Americans together more than it is pushing us apart. We cannot assume that a continent-sized, multi-ethnic, multi-faith democracy will remain united if our political class cannot and will not adapt to an increasingly diverse and divided American public. Lacking a common popular culture, we increasingly loathe our political opponents. We are in the grips of negative polarization. In plain English, this means that a person belongs to their political party not so much because they like their own party, but because they hate and fear the other side. The present trends are self-reinforcing and are set to get worse. Clustering is feeding extremism, extremism is feeding anger, and anger is feeding fear. We are well into the early stages of what researchers Jack Goldstone and Peter Turchin are calling the turbulent 20s. Their model is based on their research that across history, what creates the risk of political instability is the behavior of elites. Elites who seek to take a larger portion of economic gains for themselves, driving up inequality. Then, anxious to hold on to their rising fortunes, they do all they can to resist taxation of their wealth and profits, even if that means starving the government of needed revenues, leading to decaying infrastructure, declining public services, and fast-rising government debts. The class of Americans who care the most about politics are leading us apart. Leaders who seek to benefit from and fan political divisions bring the final crisis closer, while leaders who aim to be inclusive can solve national problems, manage conflicts, and defer a crisis. Typically, tensions build between elites who back a leader seeking to preserve their privileges and reforming elites who seek to rally popular support for major changes to bring a more open and inclusive social order. Each side works to paint the other as a fatal threat to society, creating deep polarizations that little of value can be accomplished. Years ago, the late presidential candidate Hubert Humphrey stated, "Freedom is hammered out on the anvil of dissension, discussion, and debate." It is sad to note how far we have strayed from this simple truth. If we can't even agree on the facts, how can we intelligently work through our differences? How can we govern ourselves fairly and objectively in such a world? Living in a dying empire whose sclerotic political institutions have largely ceased to function is not just depressing and anxiety-building, but increasingly dangerous. This has been Bill Schatz for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.